Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. During the question-and-answer session, please press star one to ask a question. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. And now I would like to turn the call over to your host, Mr. Jim Katz. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you, and welcome to the Competitive Selling with Big Fix Tivoli Talk. On the phone today, we've got Mark Ayer from Product Marketing and Big Fix, Mark Finnick, who is an account executive, and myself, Jim Katz, Worldwide Tivoli Sales Enablement for Big Fix. I would like to just start the call with a reminder that next week we're going to have the last in the series of live Big Fix calls for 3Q. That one's going to focus on the security market for the Big Fix suite and cover more details on the security components of Big Fix, their competitive positioning, a set of success stories on where they've been sold, and the positioning of them within the IBM Security Compliance Manager and IBM Provincia Desktop Solutions. Also, if you need additional collateral or want to review any of the past Tivoli talks, please see the sales kit on Software Sellers Workplace. Now, with that, why don't we begin, please? Let's go to the agenda on slide number 3. I'm going to do a very brief introduction, turn this over to Mark, who will do a Big Fix competitive overview. Then Mark Finnick will take us through some real-world Big Fix competitive wins. And finally, we'll open this up to questions from you listening out there. On slide number 4, if this is your first Big Fix call, well, shame on you. We've had 3 already, but briefly let me mention that we acquired Big Fix on July 19th, okay? And that Big Fix was actually a great purchase for IBM, and it supplies the best endpoint management solutions in the business. As you can see there, their top 50 clients' average deployment is over 90,000 endpoints. They scale great. They love to do proof of concepts. And in general, they're just a huge pain in the butt to the competition, as you're going to see. On slide number 5, Big Fix aligns perfectly with our IBM service management solutions, regardless of where our clients are on the ladder. So whether they're at the consolidation and virtualization phase, the automation and optimization phase, or more towards the last rung for now, the business-centric or enterprise transformation phase, Big Fix fits in perfectly with our IBM service management story. Mark, I'd like to turn this over to you now, if you would, please.
Great. Thanks, Jim. Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us today. I'm very happy to be here and talk a little bit about the Big Fix competitive advantages. You know, I'm on slide 6, by the way. So before I get into the details, you know, one of the things that is great about the way Big Fix does things is it's very disruptive. It's a disruptive technology. There are virtually no other technologies on the market that can match what Big Fix can do. And so if you keep that in mind as we go through these slides and understand why it's so important to position the way Big Fix does things over features and functions, you'll go a long way to closing some really great deals. All right, so let's get started on slide 6. So you'll see there a number of key competitors, Microsoft, the System Center Configuration Manager, or SCCM, is out there quite a lot, and I'll talk more in depth about lots of these later. Symantec/Alturas is another one you've run into. Landesk, which is actually owned by Emerson Software right now, or I should say Emerson itself. It's not really software. We'll talk more about that as well. And those are the top 3, but there are scores of others. Now, the reality is that endpoint management, it's a very crowded field, and there are virtually no green fields out there. So in addition to all those that are on the slides, you'll run into all sorts of other competitors. You know, some of them are free or perceived to be free. Other competitors you'll run into will be companies like PatchLink, Shavlik, Dell, Case, and that's just a few. There's a whole lot of other ones out there. So again, keep in mind that regardless of who you're competing against, and I'm not talking about just service or system lifecycle management type of opportunities, but also security, it all boils down to the advantages of the Big Fix platform. So keep that in mind. So, speaking of security, one of the things, Jim mentioned that we're going to do a security-specific session next week. This may seem a lot more endpoint and life cycle management oriented. But the reality of it is that all of these advantages I'm going to talk to speak equally as well to security as well as kind of your classic endpoint management. And when Mark gets into his part of the presentation as well, I know a significant part of that win he's going to talk about was security related. All right, so let's move on to slide 7. So this is an example customer prospect that came to us, and they'd already deployed another product. In this case, it was Alteryx. And what they said to us initially was that, you know, we've been trying for 8 months to deploy this. And in 8 months, we've deployed 40,000 endpoints, and we want to do over 90,000. Right now, we have 15 different tools that we're using to manage our environment, and that includes lots of different agents. And of the 40,000 devices we managed to get deployed, we've only been able to get an 80% first pass, as they call it, patch management success rate. So that means if only 80% of those machines, when you send a patch out to be applied, only 80% of those is successful. And the other problem is that they didn't have real-time visibility into that process. So in other words, there was no way for them to know, say, in the event of like a zero-day attack or you know, an out-of-band patch, how many machines were potentially at risk. So that's, of course, a big problem. So moving on to slide 8. So after deploying BigFix, and this is not a unique example by any means, they were able to deploy over 90,000 devices using BigFix in 5 days. So compare that to 40,000 devices in 8 months. They were able to reduce their number of agents that were deployed out on their endpoints by 50%. They were able to increase their patch success rate up to 95% or greater, and they were able to get real-time visibility. So if you think about that, both from a classic IT operations perspective as well as from a security perspective, I mean, that's really cool. I mean, think about that. If you're an organization that has one of the competitive products installed, what they have to do is they have to issue a scan to do some, you know, an inventory and figure out, you know, which machines have which patches and that sort of thing. And I'll get more about into that in a little bit here. But the scan-based architectures is key. They have to send out commands to every endpoint and basically instruct them to send back their current configuration. And because a lot of those architectures are based on very large deployments with lots of servers and lots of machines, and there's just a lot of latency that gets involved in that, it can take days, sometimes weeks, maybe even a month to get accurate information back. And, of course, by the time that happens, it's stale. So that concept of being able to have real-time information, and that's what BigFix gives them, is huge. And so I'll talk more about that in a little bit. Okay, moving on to slide 9. So sales challenges. Well, as I mentioned, every deal that you're going to run into with BigFix is competitive because there's no greenfield opportunities, with the possible exception of some SMBs. So really what it winds up being, and that's to the point of last week's Tivoli talk, is, you know, it's tip of the spear. So get in there, either complement or displace what's there, and then expand from there. The good news is that virtually every competitive deal is very similar. And so while I'm going to speak to several specific competitors, they're really all the same. So again, if you focus on the strengths of the platform and how to position that, then you're going to win, regardless of what the competitor is. So it's the classic, you know, find the pain, conduct a POC, and, you know, as Jim mentioned, we love POCs because we win. If you can get in the door, show them the value, they're not going to want to get rid of it. Another big challenge is that many prospects you'll run into already have what they think are free tools. And what that means is, a good example of that is like the System Center Configuration Manager from Microsoft. That is included, those licenses are included in a lot of Microsoft license bundles. But what they don't understand is that that's just a tiny percentage of the total cost of ownership. And I'll talk a lot more about that in a little bit here. In fact, there's a white paper that I wrote recently called Free is Not Free that speaks to those various issues. Okay, slide 10. So this is kind of a summary of customer challenges and what our competitors' experience is, you know, or what our customers, when they try to deploy competitive solutions to solve those challenges, are versus Big Fix. And I'm just going to go through this very quickly. You can read this at your own leisure as well. Advantage number one is multiple platform support. So competitors, the number of platforms, and by platforms I mean operating systems primarily, that are supported, it varies a lot. Some of them, like Microsoft, as you might guess, is just Microsoft. Others, like Alteryx and Landesk and so on, support other platforms. But none of them can match the breadth of coverage that Big Fix provides. And I'm just talking about having agents at this point that can support all those various platforms. I talked earlier about the first pass patch success rate. Again, that's when you push a policy out that says we need to get this patch applied, what's the percentage success rate the first time out? Most competitors, you're going to see 50 to 80%, and not even talking about timing right now. I'm just talking about the actual success rate. With Big Fix, it's commonly 95% plus. Okay, the next one is real-time inventory status and reports. So I mentioned that earlier, too. It's that whole real-time nature, and that is key to our advantage. The fact that because of our architecture, the machines out there don't have to be scanned continually to return inventory data. They do it on their own, and so therefore that data and configuration data is always updated in real time. So you don't have to go through that whole scan process to be able to instantly understand what your risk exposure is, for example, when a new vulnerability is announced. You can just run a report, say, which machines don't have this patch. Agent overhead is another big, big issue. Many of our competitors not only have one agent, they have multiple agents. The agents use up a lot of CPU, a lot of memory, and a lot of bandwidth. The Big Fix agent is pretty unique in the industry. There's one agent. It uses less than 2% of the overhead of the machine on average, and it has very fine-grained policies that you can put around things like the bandwidth that it consumes and so on. So that's a big one. Roaming device support. So a roaming device is something like a laptop, for example, which is outside the corporate firewall. Might be at a Starbucks, could be, who knows, could be in a rack over a satellite link. A competitive solutions typically have a very hard time dealing with roaming devices, and this is because a lot of them require a connection to the corporate wide area network. So that means they either have to be connected to the corporate network, or they have to be connected via like a VPN type of connection. Big Fix provides that support very, very simply, very easily, and it works really well. So a machine can be, as I said, out in a rack hooked up to a satellite link, or can be in a Starbucks, and we can still manage it. The next one is out of band patches, and zero day events. So again, this speaks specifically to security. An out of band patch is something that is released, like for example, if Microsoft finds that there's a huge security vulnerability and it's severe enough that they determine they need to send a patch out immediately to patch machines, outside of a normal patch Tuesday cycle, then that's something that most of our customers, of course, are also going to want to be able to deploy very quickly. And with Big Fix, they virtually, as soon as those patches get released, they go through our internal testing and distribution practice, which can take just a few hours, and that gets pushed to our customers, and they can have those patches deployed within a couple hours of when we release them. And ditto, that's kind of what a zero-day event is, of course, is something where something has just been announced and companies have a high risk, so they want to get that patch applied immediately. So with competitive solutions, of course, it's scan-based. Some of them don't even allow that sort of thing to happen. So it can take days, weeks before those patches get applied. The total cost of ownership is another big advantage to Big Fix. Because we can deploy with a single server that supports up to 250,000 endpoints, that is a huge advantage. We also require very few IT administrative people to maintain the solution. Competitive solutions, because of the architecture, because of the amount of products and consoles and just the sheer complexity of the entire situation, their total cost of ownership could be 5 to 10 times what Big Fix is, sometimes even more. To my point earlier, the tools, agents, and consoles, again, a lot of competitive solutions are actually the result of acquisitions and the integrations weren't done very well. And so you wind up with a lot of different consoles, as I mentioned, a lot of different agents, and so there's just a lot of administrative overhead required. BigFix has single tool, single platform, single agent, single console. And then lastly, and I've already sort of talked about this, but the idea is that patch content is published by the vendor, and therefore it's already packaged and tested. BigFix provides coverage for a number of operating systems plus third-party applications. So there's a list of, I don't know, 8 or 10 different vendors that we support, things like WinZip and Apple and Adobe and so on. So we're publishing patch content not just for the operating system, whereas most of our competitors are limited either just to the operating system or maybe one or two other vendors. So again, that's another key advantage for BigFix. Okay, moving on to slide 11. So this is a list of objection killers, and these, of course, reflect the advantages that I just got done talking about, so I'm going to go through these fairly quickly. But the idea here is that when you get into a conversation with someone, a prospect that has a tool, and you know how it goes, a lot of times in a competitive situation, you'll have someone in the room that really likes that tool and doesn't want to change. So these are all objection killers, and I'm going to run through these fairly quickly. So the first one is, can your tool update endpoints in minutes? Again, it's because most tools can't do this, and they take hours, days, or even weeks before they're updated. The number two is, can they validate successful remediation and continually enforce policy compliance? That's a mouthful. But again, that speaks to the nature of the way the BigFix agent works. Because it is a smart agent, it receives policies from the BigFix server and then continually enforces those policies regardless of whether it's connected to a network or not. So what that means is that if the endpoint were to come out of compliance, say, for example, the end user or a virus were to uninstall a patch, the BigFix agent would immediately pick up on that, detect that it's out of compliance with that policy, and reapply that patch, again, regardless of whether it's connected to the network or not. And that is huge. Number three, to my point just a minute ago, can the tool provide coverage for a wide variety of operating systems plus third-party apps? Okay, moving on to slide 12, objection killer number four. Does your tool manage roaming devices even if they're not connected to a network? I think that might have gotten overwritten by this picture. But anyway, the point is that, again, if you have a roaming device and it's not connected to the corporate network, can you still manage those? Well, those devices self-manage themselves, and that is a key advantage. Number five, to the resource utilization point I made earlier, does your tool use less than 2% of the endpoint resources? And further, does it provide fine-grained bandwidth controls that allow you to make sure that you don't saturate available bandwidth, of course, unless you want them to? A good example of that is you can set up a policy where the endpoint can use all of the bandwidth, say, in the middle of the night, but not during office hours. Number six, does your tool provide real-time risk and compliance data? Again, speaking back to security, you know, how do you determine risk if you don't have an up-to-date real-time picture of your environment? That speaks to things like zero-day attacks, of course, where you want to know immediately which machines are out of compliance and need to be patched. Yeah, there's all kinds of things that you can do around that. It also speaks to things like antivirus signatures and updates, making sure that all your machines are in compliance with those, and so on. Okay, slide 13, objection killer number seven. Does your tool automatically quarantine, remediate, and confirm patches before removing them from the quarantine? This is another really cool feature. So what can happen, again, if say you're in a zero-day scenario, you've got a vulnerability, you know what the cause of that vulnerability is, and you have a patch that will fix that. So what you can do with BigFix is you can push a policy which basically says you need to apply this patch. Remove yourself from the corporate network, in other words, quarantine that machine, while you're applying the patch. When the patch has been applied and confirmed, then put yourself back into the corporate network. And this all happens autonomously. That's something that the agent can do, and that is something nobody else can do. And then point number eight, to scalability, can your tool manage up to 250,000 endpoints with a single server and console? And I think I've spoken to that one pretty well. All right, slide 14. Another key advantage against competitors, and again, this is not just the ones I'm mentioning here. This is almost every competitor you can think of, is the ease of use of BigFix. And now this slide speaks to actually to the process of upgrading BigFix and the other competitive products. On the left are some bullets to talk about upgrading Alteryx from version 6 to version 7. This is a great one for us because we're looking at almost 2 years after Alteryx version 7 was released. They still don't have any major customers that are willing to be references to talk about version 7. And the reason for that is that it's just huge. It's a very difficult upgrade, requires a lot of services to get it working, and so on. Microsoft SCCM, the upgrade from SMS to SCCM is very similar. There's a lot of manual steps. There's a lot of other migrations that have to happen, and typically a lot of services people get involved. Now, you compare that with BigFix. Now, as you may know, we just released BigFix version 8 this Monday, August 16th. Now, this is version 7 to version 8, so this is a very similar upgrade. Now, you're going to love this. Within 12 hours, 36 customers had already upgraded to version 8, including one that had already upgraded 2,225 seats within 12 hours of release. And the interesting thing to me is that the policy for BigFix is when we release a major upgrade, we notify smaller customers first and then larger customers later. So it's kind of a rolling type of upgrade. So what we're going to see is over the next few days and weeks is that number is going to go through the roof. It's going to accelerate more quickly than it already has. So as you might guess, that is a major competitive advantage for us. Okay, slide 15, identifying competitive opportunities. So these are key things that you can look for, as you might guess. Number one, and this is very common, the prospect is unhappy with the incumbent solution. Very typical. There's probably a number of reasons for that. One could be scalability. One could be, you know, lack of visibility. There's all sorts of reasons, of course, which I've already outlined. So that's a typical situation where you can push for a POC or a pilot. You prove the value, and you know they're not going to want to get rid of it. Number two is compelling events, as you might guess. If there's been a recent zero-day scenario which they were not able to react to quick enough, that got management and or maybe even public attention, that's, of course, a big one. Power management projects is another one where a lot of organizations are, you know, embarking upon green IT type of projects, and they don't want to deploy yet another tool to do it. So BigFix can come in and, of course, not only manage all their endpoints, but can also provide them with a very nice power management solution at the same time. And then thirdly, compliance audit failures is another one where they've had an audit, and the audit has flagged a number of their policies or procedures because they're just not quick enough. Again, BigFix is really, really well suited for that. And the last thing to think about on this slide is to think about coexistence as well as displacement opportunities. For example, you can have a customer that has Microsoft SCCM, and they may not be completely happy with ways patching Windows, but if it's working, we can come in and add additional platforms for them, you know, maybe Linux, maybe point of sale, whatever it might be. And then, so again, tip of the spear, get in there and expand. Okay, slide 16. So I'm going to go briefly into some specific kill points against the top three competitors that I mentioned earlier, that being Microsoft, Symantec, Alteryx, as well as Landesk. Slide 17. So kill points against SCCM, and I've kind of talked about these already, but I'll just quickly go through them again. Windows-only support, and that's for both the platform as well as the patch targets. Horrible scalability, long deployments, and an army of FTEs to maintain. There is a SCCM ROI, or TCO, I should say, calculator that I created, which was based on actual recommendations from Microsoft, and that shows that in a 50,000 endpoint deployment, as just an example, something around 44 servers is required. Okay, so you could compare that with one BigFix server. That, of course, leads to out-of-control total cost of ownership, which, as you might guess, allows BigFix to basically be orders of magnitude less expensive than a so-called free product. And as you will see with every one of these tools, patch cycles are very slow because of that scan-based mechanism. so nothing is real time. Slide 18 brings us to Symantec Alturas. Again, as I mentioned, version 7 is unproven. We're going on 2 years, still no public references. The upgrades and installations are very painful. The architecture is very server-heavy, very costly. It surprisingly scales even worse than SCCM. One server for 5,000 endpoints, so it's horrible. Very slow scan-based mechanism, very inaccurate data. Their patch management solution is very brittle, and it lacks broad coverage. So that's another easy target for us. Slide 19 is Landesk. Now, Landesk, interestingly enough, at one point was a pretty decent product. I mean, it still didn't compete with Big Fix very well, but among the ones that I've mentioned, it was one of the better ones. Unfortunately, they sold first to Avasant, which you guys might know is a KVM vendor, among other things, and then Avasant sold to Emerson. Now, Emerson is desperately trying to sell Landesk off because they've decided that it's not strategic. And there's a quote in there directly from the Emerson financial results where they basically said, you know, we're considering Landesk as a discontinued operations. And so, you know, obviously that leads to lots of FUD opportunities. In addition to the FUD, it's also very similar to the other two, very slow, complicated deployments with lots of professional services involvement, very large agents, and a very slow, resource-intensive solution. All right, this brings us to slide 20, and I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Finnick, who's going to wow you with one of his great wins.
Thanks, Mark. So this is a real fun technology to sell. I've been fortunate to offer to a number of clients, and as Mark pointed out, every single success starts off as a very, very competitive win because everybody already has something in place. So we kind of struggled with what use case to put together, and I grabbed one that is very near and dear to my heart. So this is an organization, to put some context around it, this is an organization with 80 subsidiaries, about 22,000 endpoints across all of those. And within each subsidiary, which are all at different locations and different degrees of bandwidth, they have their own local IT people. What that tells you right off the bat, the highly distributed nature of this organization, is it absolutely is in our sweet spot. When Mark talks about these competitors being unable to present well, they assume that they're working in a very localized environment. So they don't have things to address roaming users in different degrees of bandwidth. They require many, many, many servers. And what these technologies are doing is they're scanning all the endpoints to resolve problems. And that's just fraught with problems. Endpoints might not be connected, or the agents might not be responsive, or they're just made, you know, the machine may be off. And so what happens is it just takes IT weeks or months to ultimately see all of the endpoints, let alone manage them. So this was an organization that had been expressing that, and we were introduced by one of our resellers, Accuvant, who's national. They've been very, very loyal to Big Fix. They've got trained people, so they know what to look for. And they kind of heard some of the challenges at their clients around the highly distributed nature. Each of these 80 locations were vulnerable. People were, you know, inadvertently putting USB drives into machines that had viruses on them. Machines were not getting patched. They all had different technologies, which I'll touch upon in a moment. They all had a different AV solutions and different patch solutions and software distribution. So as you might imagine, the infrastructure alone was just incredible. Each one of these products requiring their own agents and consoles and skill sets and servers. And so ultimately, we were introduced to this organization to present to their IT operations and security teams and compliance teams a solution. Now, what we didn't realize going into this, and we soon uncovered this during this meeting, was that they were in the final throes of a proof of concept with Symantec Alteris and were preparing to go to the CIO at the end of the quarter with recommendation to purchase Alteris for a little bit over $1 million. So you can imagine my surprise as I start talking about all the things that we do, and people just started getting up and leaving the meeting because here we were just completely disrupting their momentum. They were all under the impression that they were going to be an Alteris customer and using that technology to solve all their problems. So we started talking about or asking questions to them about, you know, how well are you able to see all of your endpoints? Because if you can't see all of them in real time, you can't manage them. And we started making them feel a little uncomfortable, actually, and it was just an extremely disruptive session. And what we did is we established some credibility by talking about lots of clients. You can go to the next slide, slide 22, and just to put some context to this, so they already had all these products in place with the exception of BigFix. They already had, you know, one group had a little bit of Symantec. Everybody had SMS, and other groups had SCCM. And we just started talking about how we do this, you know, in our sleep. We would run to do a proof of concept with you, Mr. Customer. We would welcome the opportunity to introduce you to the Motorolas of the world and the, you know, the Searses of the world and the largest retailers in the world and the most highly distributed enterprise who have basically solved this problem that you're trying to solve. And we basically just got them to a point of comfort. The opportunity for us now was to prove it. And so if you go on to slide 23, as you come to know BigFix, we really do race towards proof of concepts where there are qualified opportunities. So we knew that they were ready to spend about $1 million with Alteris. We knew that there was a compelling event. They were about to go get approved for this. There was funding. All this was teed up. So we did a proof of concept, and we helped them validate. Not only could we help them see and manage every single endpoint, whether it was on the corporate network or not, whether it was roaming or not, whether it had, you know, fat pipes and high-speed network connectivity, or the endpoints were 56K VSAT connections. It really didn't matter. We helped validate that we could protect all of those endpoints. So we demonstrated things like software distribution and patch management and security configuration management, where at the endpoints we ensured continuous compliance with PCI and SOX. And because they were a large McAfee shop, we showed them how many of their McAfee endpoints actually the agents weren't working. They were non-responsive. We showed them how many of their DAT files were dated. For the Symantec locations, we showed the exact same things. For the Microsoft locations, we showed them how many machines actually needed critical patches. So the proof of concept vetted out their current challenges. And all along, we were racing towards this end of quarter purchase that they were going to go forward with this other vendor. We also showed them that much of what they would be investing in BigFix would be self-funded. So we demonstrated our power management capabilities. We demonstrated our software license management capabilities, which includes usage metering so that you know if you have 20,000 users of Vizio, for example, and only 1,000 of those are actually editing files in addition to opening files, well, you stand to reduce your spend by that amount of money by shifting from, you know, Vizio Professional to the free version. We also talked about cost avoidance, as we all do with, you know, with compliance issues, both from a security standpoint in helping them pass more audits, as well as software license vendor audits. So on what we ultimately got to was the customer not only embracing BigFix, but giving us basically a 50% uplift in investment. So they spent $1.5 million on Big Fix. They are wildly successful. They have spoken at a number of our sales conferences. They continue to be a reference account for us. And what's particularly appealing to me as a seller is all we did was lay down the foundation. So the key as you come to sell Big Fix is, as Mark alluded to earlier, it's the tip of the spear selling. You want to get in, you want to lay down the foundation, you want to install the agents with as little content as you need to an initial deal. And that's what we did with our first transaction for $1.5 million. And I now have three additional opportunities of about double that initial investment to now talk to them about replacing McAfee with our own AV and replacing Tripwire with our PCI compliance capability. So there's just tremendous upsell capability. Slide 24, just real quickly, then we'll get into answering any of your questions. You know, what we do is what every CIO wants to do. We help them streamline IT processes. We help them reduce infrastructure. We help them increase workforce effectiveness. We enable IT organizations to deliver greater value back to the business at a lower run rate. It's very, very simple, and it sounds like motherhood and apple pie, and all you're doing when you're talking to customers is getting them to a point where you have the opportunity to prove it by virtue of a proof of concept for a qualified opportunity or an introduction to a customer reference. So it works. We've all made money at it. The opportunity to do just that is in front of you. With that in mind, why don't I just kind of turn it over to the team, and we'll be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. And if anybody would like to ask a question, please press star 1. And to withdraw the question, you may press star 2. One moment for the first question, please. And the first question does come from Gerard Ward. Your line is open.
Hi. I'm actually a Tivoli security sales engineer. And I understand from, you know, our internal communications that Big Fix is going to be put within our Tivoli automation pillar. But there are some security functionality that the product has. So is there any discussion as to how the kind of cross-Tivoli pillar coordination is going to occur on these types of things?
Hey, guys, the thing I can tell you right now is that Chip Mason is working on a product strategy and roadmap, and it is not finished yet. So I know there's a lot of questions, not only about security, but also about automation and Tivoli Provisioning Manager, too. But I can tell you that nothing has been decided yet.
Hey, Jim. This is Joe Caracello.
Yes.
I think I'd like to add a couple of comments to that one also.
Hi, Joe.
Hi. So here's the situation. It would really be a misunderstanding to think that Big Fix is only being added to the automation pillar. That's really not the case. The product solution set spans a wide range of function at an endpoint level, covering both function that historically in Tivoli has been in automation and historically has been in security. And, you know, if you look at the way the product is packaged today, you can buy individual modules, but there are a number of convenience packs that Big Fix offers today, a lifecycle management pack, a security configuration and vulnerability management pack, and an endpoint protection pack. And so if you want to think about Big Fix and how it maps to our current Tivoli-wide portfolio, the systems, the security configuration and vulnerability management pack and the endpoint protection pack really map into what you should think of as the security line, and the lifecycle management pack maps to the automation line. So a couple things. I mean, there was just recently a note that went out to all of the security sellers in the field from Rob Lamb clarifying some of these points. So if you haven't seen it, I would encourage you to look for that note or send me one, and I'll forward that Rob's note on to you.
Yeah, could you do that, Joe? This is Jay Allen.
Sure, Jay Allen. And then, of course, hopefully you joined early enough to hear the announcement that our next call, next Thursday, a week from today, is focused really just on the security side.
Yeah, and I've got that on my calendar already.
Great. So I'll forward you Rob's note. Thanks for the question, Jay Allen.
Yeah, thanks, Joe.
Hey, guys, let me make a real quick comment as far as who buys our product. So just as a point of reference, we have an agent, and that's where the secret sauce lies. It's this very, very intelligent, multi-purpose agent that does everything from lifecycle management to security configuration management, endpoint protection, and just you know, whatever the client needs it to do, any question they want to ask of an endpoint, any task they want to take to harden it, secure it. Because it's an agent-based solution, operations is the one who always has to install it. So that may be where some of the confusion lies from an automation standpoint. But, you know, take to heart the fact that every single purchase is because the operations constituents, namely security, compliance, facilities, and others, are the ones driving operations to increase their SLA back to them. So if I look at my sales, just my individual transactions, there's a value proposition with every single one of them that talks about passing more security audits, helping the organization eliminate 0 days as they start spreading through the organization by in real time identifying exploits and then mitigating them. So what we're doing from an automation standpoint is enabling continuous compliance with security policies. Make no mistake there, every single deal we do, it's because the organizations have a vulnerability of some sort, and they need to resolve it faster than they're currently doing.
Thanks, Mark.
And at this time, there are no further questions in queue. Actually, gentlemen, one did pop up. Cliff Koch, your line is open.
Yes, I saw in the major competitors, but and this may be a smaller competitor we don't see very often in the market, but Novell had ZenWorks. They had bought an endpoint security product. And of course, they have the ZenWorks for configuration management. Do we see them very often, or did Big Fix run into them before the IBM acquisition very often?
Mark, can I address that?
Yeah, please.
So I just closed a $380,000 transaction with an organization that was standardized on ZenWorks for their servers and all desktops. That was for 24,000 users. I want to make two comments. Number one, we compete with everybody, and everybody does it exactly the same. They have SCADs of servers that scan the endpoints, and as soon as an endpoint is scanned, it's already open to vulnerabilities as the scan proceeds to the next groups of users. So the analogy I always use is imagine a 25,000-user enterprise using ZenWorks or SCCM or Alteryx or any of the systems or security management systems that are out there. It's the same thing. The analogy would be instead of scanning 25,000 endpoints, let's say you walk into a stadium where there's 25,000 people, and you want to find out, you know, whose name is Sam. Well, you're going to scan those users for whose name is Sam. You're going to start at seat 1, row 1, and you're going to go through 25,000 people finding out whose name is Sam. Well, at the end of that scan, you've identified some percentage of those that are relevant. But the reality is that some of the Sams went to the bathroom. Some of the Sams are asleep. Some of the, in other words, they're unresponsive agents maybe. Some of the Sams just aren't at the game that day. So going back to ZenWorks or anybody else, these organizations are unable to see all of the endpoints that are in scope, and you can't manage what you can't see. So we initially won a server deal at this organization last year where we standardized Big Fix and we replaced ZenWorks for their servers. And then this past quarter, we just expanded our capability onto all their desktops. We did it to proof of concept, and we, much like my other client, we showed them power management, and we showed them things that ZenWorks was simply unable to deliver. And now we're at a point where we're talking to them about replacing their the XAM piece of ZenWorks, which is their asset management piece. That's an additional $300,000 in upsell. So great question, and it, again, you're starting to see a trend. Every vendor out there addresses it the same way except for Big Fix, and every deal we do is competitive, and every deal we do initially, if it's teed up right, results in upsell opportunities to just do the right thing by them, show them iterative ROI, and keep selling more and more content. Thank you.
Thanks.
Awesome job, Mark.
And Mark, if we don't have any other questions, I had one that might be of general interest to people. Operator, do we have any more on the line?
No, sir, not at this time.
Just a question. And when both of you were going through the presentation, when you were talking about Patch and how Patch worked, at least to me it came across as that once a provider releases a patch, that it actually, that your organization actually prepares it in some way, or is it that I misunderstand? And does the customer get the patches directly from, let's say, Microsoft and apply them directly using Big Fix?
Well, so look at what Patch Tuesday is. Patch Tuesday is a worldwide announcement that there are vulnerabilities, and it gives the bad guys the green light to go create exploits.
Right.
Right? So that's what Patch Tuesday is doing. It's announced to the world, these are the exploits that we've identified. And what happens is these vendors, whether it's Microsoft or it's Adobe or it's Sun with Java or any of them, they start releasing patches. It's then up to the clients to create scripts. So they have IT people manually writing scripts, which is a very, very labor-intensive process, and then those patches go out. And to your point, what Big Fix does is we have a team that takes a select group of the most popular applications, so all Microsoft applications, all operating systems, and about, you know, maybe so a dozen or so third-party applications, Java, Adobe, iTunes, and such. And we create fix lists or policies that replace the scripts, and we then start assessing the relevance of our Big Fix endpoints at clients. And those that are relevant, the operations team has the opportunity to apply those patches. So what we're able to do in that process is literally compress a patch cycle from weeks or months down to, in many cases, hours.
Well, thank you. That's exactly what I was wondering. It wasn't quite clear to me how that worked up to
now. Now, the beauty of it is what we just described in Patch, I don't want anybody to get the impression we're only a patch management solution. Patch is just as easy to get your head around. Everything that we sell, it's the same exact real-time control and visibility. So PCI compliance, it may be the case where an organization needs to identify in real time if a zero-day virus is running around and where it is, where it was last. So within Big Fix, you have the ability to look for a particular file, look for the contents of the file, and where you find it, just eradicate it. So it very much speaks to the ability to harden and manage all of these environments to make sure that they're just all within the security policies that the CISO has set forth.
Yeah, you know, and to add to Mark's comment, too, I mean, one of the things, if you think about it, security configuration isn't just patch, right? I mean, an exploit sometimes is just as simple as a configuration change. And, you know, we can push that out in minutes without a patch. So it's not just the patches and updates. It's also things like configuration changes and so on. And it's being able to see which machines have that vulnerability in the first place and then quickly pushing out that remediation.
That's great. Thank you very much. Another area that I question whether everyone fully understands is how roaming actually works. Is there anything you can add on that, how the roaming device support is so easy versus the competitors?
Well, I can take a stab at it. Basically, it boils down to the Big Fix content is distributed from a primary Big Fix server to what we call relays. And relays are typically machines that are not dedicated Big Fix servers. Okay, they could be, you know, maybe an Active Directory server or Exchange server, whatever it might be. And so that's part of where we get all of our scalability from, is the fact that we can designate, you know, lots and lots of relays, and the Big Fix agent, again, uses virtually none of the resources on that machine. And so it's as simple as putting a one or more relays outside of the firewall. Maybe it's in the DMZ or, you know, or wherever it might be. And so what happens is, and I'm not as technical as others might be on how this actually works, but the Big Fix agent, when it knows that it, you know, say when it needs to receive a policy or needs to pass something back to the server, you know, it can find, it figures out whether it's in direct contact with, say, a primary Big Fix server or a relay inside of the firewall, or if it's not inside of the corporate network, then it knows to find a relay that's you know, out publicly on the internet. And this is all done in a highly secure, you know, encrypted way.
Hey, Mark, let me touch upon one piece there. So you're spot on. And this is an absolute differentiator for us. So our ability to put an agent in the DMZ requires the opening of only one firewall port, which means we have just exposed every one of our competitors to its greatest limitation. In other words, they all have to open up 4 and 5 ports and expose the organization to perimeter risk. We open up one port. We now have endpoints connect, or endpoints being secured and managed, whether they're VPN'd in or they're sitting at Starbucks. It doesn't matter. They're securely in. Security teams love Big Fix for that reason, as well as the reason of any changes made to the Big Fix configuration go through in a built-in PKI infrastructure. So it's as secure an environment as anybody would ever ask for, and this is why the world's largest government agencies, most of which are all three-letter acronyms that we are all familiar with, have all standardized upon Big Fix.
Well, thank you again, Mark. That does an excellent job of clarifying that point. And I guess the last question to the operator, any last questions?
Actually, there's one left in queue, sir. Cliff Koch, your line is open.
My last question, this kind of jumps to the security aspects of Big Fix. Does it do full disk encryption?
We do not we don't provide disk encryption. However, where we help organizations who are deploying encryption technologies is in a couple different areas. As a matter of fact, the one of my wins this past year happened because one of my resellers used Big Fix to deploy encryption agents. They wanted to deploy PGP agents out to about 3,000 endpoints, and their statement of work would have been, you know, non-competitive if it weren't for Big Fix, where they just basically used our product to deploy the PGP agents. But as part of a proof of concept in another client, we asked the question of the machines, while you have encryption technology in place, are the machines actually encrypted? And we vetted out for them exactly which machines were not. So while we don't provide it, we very, very much help increase the value of the encryption technology that's out there.
Okay, good. Thanks.
And there are no further questions at this time.
Well, I wanted to thank everybody who called in and the speakers on the call today, y'all. You did a great job of presenting and answering the calls, and again, remind you of the security talk next week. Thank you very much for dialing in.
Thank you for participating in today's conference call. You may all disconnect at this time.